Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning, good morning. Hey, TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, right? Hey, you know, hey, well, this is Momentum Friday here, and we get ready for the weekend. And, you know, hey, got a lot of good stuff we want to share today. And thank you, Isaiah, as you do always, each and every morning, for introducing this show. Wonderful to have you as a grandson who is actively engaged in life, enjoying life, and living life to the fullest. And I pray and wish for you many, many positive endeavors. Well, today, people, you know, we're going to talk about some common characteristics of fortune builders. Common characteristics of fortune builders. Hopefully you're building your business so that you can become a fortune builder and be able to leave something for your children's children. See, that's from the good book now. It's from the Bible that says, you know, a good man leaves inheritance for his children's children. Not just his children, but his children's children. And so if you're going to do that, you know, and you're building a business, you're working from home, you know, you need to know what are the characteristics of a fortune builder, you know, so that you can make sure you have some of these characteristics. And, you know, it's very, very important that we focus on that and be able to make that happen. That's what we're going to be dealing with today, the characteristics of a fortune builder. And, hey, let's dive on into the topic, you know. It would seem fairly logical that if a person truly wanted to build a large income and live a very comfortable lifestyle, then he or she would study the habits and the techniques of rich folks and people who have built fortunes. You know, we need to know how did they do what they did? You know, how did they amass that amount of money and that income and build that fortune and have all of those things that we look at and we see, and we're trying to figure out, how did they do it? What was unique? What made it happen? How were they able to be successful? And it's so important to be able to look at that. See, fortune builders have a success-oriented attitude. And you've heard us talk a lot about attitude on this show and you know, having the right attitude. Attitude will determine your altitude. You know, you can only go as high as you think. You know, and we've read the piece, "As a man thinketh, so is he." You know, as you believe in your heart, you know, just determines where you're going to go and how you're going to get there. So, you know, fortune builders have a success attitude. Okay, let's talk about some of these common characteristics as we get into the content I want to cover this morning. Hold on 1 second. Let me hook up a gadget here to my laptop. All right. Excuse me. Number one, fortune builders think big. Fortune builders think big. And there's a book out, you know, and you can always hear me refer to a lot of books. You know, the magic of thinking big, fortune builders think big. And so it's important that you think big. You need to think in terms of millions of dollars. It used to be a time to just think about six-figure income. That was to be the, you know, that used to be the thing. Give me a six-figure income. Now the thing is, got to become a millionaire. Now, you know, and see, and the other side is this, is you think big and you think in those terms. It's going to be, depending on your circle of people that you deal with, there's going to be some people who just can't relate to that. You know, they think you're crazy. You know, you always keep talking about being Dallas. You know, there's some people think, you know, for me and my wife, we're really crazy because we talk about becoming billionaires. See, you make, like I said, one from six figures, you know, back in the 80s, in the 90s, the whole thing was, you know, hey, get to the point where I can make $100,000. You know, then it got to the point of $1 million. Now, you know, with the things going on with Facebook and all kind of other stuff, now it's about becoming a billionaire. Well, this is the reality of what's going to happen, folks. In terms of things that are going on, creative energy and everything that's getting put out to the universe and what people are doing. It's going to be millionaires, billionaires, and witnesses. Don't fall in the witness category. People that witness change, witness things happening, see things happening, but nothing happened for them. And as you know, if you don't know, and already you should know, but if you don't know, but America's moving faster and faster to a two-class system, to rich and the poor, no more middle class. What are you going to do? Are you either going to be in the rich class or are you going to be in the poor class? There will be no more middle class. It already has vanished in 40-some cities throughout this country, and if you don't see it, I don't know. You got blinders on. So you better think big. Number two, fortune builders do not think in terms of failure. You have obstacles, you have challenges. Look at Thomas Edison. He said he didn't fail all them different times when he was working to get the light bulb made. He said he found 9,999 different ways that it didn't work. So when something doesn't work, that's not failure. You just found out what doesn't work, and you keep go back to the drawing board till you find out what does work. See, so, you know, you don't think in terms of failure. You know, think in terms of constantly moving forward. Constantly moving forward. There's no failure. Failure is when you quit. That's ultimate failure, when you just quit. Lay down and say, I quit. I ain't doing it no more. That's failure. Other than that, hey, you just keep going. See, I have people that ask me, you know, all the time, and say, well, you know, that didn't work out for you, and you're still moving forward with this whole thing of business. I said, yeah. I said, you know, hey, we found out that particular strategy didn't work. We got another strategy. See, that's why I ain't interested in all that business. I'm going to keep working my job. I said, yeah, well, you know, hey, I praise your job, but still be there. And, hey, you know, business is a thing of peaks and valleys. There's been some ups and downs for me in business. But basically, people that I know that have been consistently working their job, they don't live that much different than I do. See, so, you know, there's this thing of failure. There, you know, you learn to move forward. Number three, fortune builders set their own pace, and they've marched toward their fortune. You've heard this before. You got to move to the beat of a different drummer. See, basically, that's what you're talking about. Fortune building, you set your own pace, and you march toward your fortune. You set the pace. You know, it's very, very important that you set the pace that you want to move and achieve. So you set the pace. That's what a fortune builder does. Number four, fortune builders assume full responsibility for their defeats and their victories. As a fortune builder, you cannot point the finger. You can't play the blame game. You want a job, people play the blame game. You know, I didn't get the promotion because my supervisor don't like I didn't get that promotion because somebody on the job lied on me. I didn't get this because of that. I didn't, you know, fortune builders, they assume full responsibility for their defeats and for their victories. So it's important that you take responsibility. You. Number five, fortune builders make many, many quick decisions. You have to make, see, Napoleon Hill said in his book, Think and Grow Rich, that you have to make quick decisions and you don't change them. See, people that don't move anywhere, don't get anything, they take forever to make a decision and they're constantly changing them. You got to make quick decisions. You got to think on your feet. And once you get in the habit of doing it, let me tell you, it becomes easy. You know, I've been an entrepreneur since 1980. Been self-employed since 1980. So it's been a long journey. And so, I mean, I see things that other people don't see at times. I'm able to make decisions that other people are not able to make at times because I see what other people don't see. Excuse me. Number six, fortune builders have a clear conscience about making and having a lot of money. Don't feel bad about that. And people tell you, you keep talking about money. Well, money is important. It's a tool. I ain't a god, but it's a tool. Little class yesterday, you know, people were talking about, well, you know, money is not everything. Okay, well, you know, don't have a dollar and go on McDonald's and try to get something off the dollar menu. You ain't getting it. You know, and that's on the simple level. So, I mean, but, you know, let's just focus here. You know, you're in business. You need to think about having and have a clear conscience about having a lot of money. Not just to go buy things, but to be able to do things and be able to help humankind. See, because ultimately you want to become that enlightened millionaire. That's a whole nother show. You want to become that enlightened person that uses their money wisely to bless and help others. So you need to have a clear conscience about making and having a lot of money. Fortune builders don't give a damn what other people say. You don't worry about what other people think or say. You know you got to do what you got to do. See, too often, that's why some people are not able to go in business and deal with being in business for themselves because they're so concerned about what others say, what others think. You know, fear of failure. One of the greatest aspects of fear of failure is worrying about what they will say. And I never figured out who was they. I don't want to do that. You know what people will say? People are going to talk about you anyway. Good, bad, and indifferent. So what difference does it make? Do what you need to do for yourself. Don't worry about what others are going to say. As long as you're doing what's right, and you're not, you know, as Napoleon Hill said, you're not robbing nobody, you're not taking nothing away from nobody, then don't worry about it. As long as you're not, you know, oppressing anybody, people are going to say what they got to say anyway, so don't worry about that. Number eight, fortune builders program and motivate themselves. You heard me talk about this before. About programming and motivating yourself. You know, it's so important that you're able to program yourself and motivate yourself. You need to have positive self-talk. You know, we've gone over that on several different areas on this show. But, you know, being able to have positive self-talk. Again, hey, this is Bobby Jahi. You're listening to the We Work From Home Morning Show here on Blog Talk Radio or Home Based Business 101. If you have a question or a comment, feel free to text us at 252-406-0774. That is 252-406-0774. You can send us a question, a text, or, you know, text us with a question or a comment. Do not call because right now we are on the air, but if you have to show, you know, if you want to call and chat with us. And, you know, we do complimentary coaching sessions to help people find their match in terms of business or help them with marketing their business. And so, you know, make sure you do that. Okay, getting back to this point, fortune builders program and motivate themselves. You need to have a daily program of motivation. Motivation, 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 motivation. You will hear us talk about that all of the time. Now, next, you need to know is that fortune builders take risks. See, there's a thing, nothing ventured, nothing gained. You got to take risks in business. Calculated risks, I like to say, but you got to take risks. That's what business is about. That's why they call it risky business. You got to take risks. Some people are afraid to take risks. Some people need everything planned and carved out for them. If that's the case, then you need to stay on the job where they program you, they motivate you. They tell you what to do, when to do it, how to do it. Tell you what time to be there, what time to take lunch, what time to leave. They tell you you can't miss time, and if you do, you're fired. So, I mean, you know, but fortune builders take risks. They take command of their time, and they take risks. Fortune builders have a vision. See? A vision. Question, what is the difference between a dream and a vision? A dream is what happens when you go to sleep. You see yourself in a dream in a nice house, but you don't know where it is and how you got there. You have other nice possessions, but the origin is also a mystery. Things are happening to you, but the origin is also a mystery. Things are happening to you, but you're not doing too much in the way of action yourself. See, a vision is a perfective image of the future. You see yourself in a highly developed state brought about by work and struggle. A vision is repeated constantly in your brain by your own will. You continue to bring forth the image to see if there are any changes that you want to make. You alter your vision as is necessary. A dream can be repeated, but you're not in a position to will or not to will it into being. It often changes many times in significant ways. A vision serves a definite purpose. It determines the ideal to which you're striving. So you want to have a clear vision of what you want to do. A clear vision of what you want to do. There's a big difference between a vision and a dream. Fortune builders are energetic. The people that I have met who are very successful seem like they're just a ball of fire. They're energetic. Why? Because they live in life differently. Most people I know working jobs are tired, depressed. That's why they sing that little song people sing in the day. Thank God it's Friday, living for the weekend. They get a break, and they don't know what to do tomorrow. The night and tomorrow, they don't know what to do. Then Sunday, they dread, because Monday, they got to go back to that job. See, but when you have a vision and you're energetic because you're building your business, every day is a great day. Every day is a great day, and you're energetic. You're having fun. Business is fun for me because every day is a new day. Every day I meet new people. Every day I deal with new situations. No day is like the day before. But a job, I know what that routine is like, but I never stayed on too many of them that long. But I know those routines. The hardest one I had to learn, and some of you that are still working a job, the hardest one I had to learn was how to look busy when there's nothing else to do. You know, I never quite figured out how to do that. I always felt there was nothing else to do. Let me go home. I just finished all the work for the day. I need to leave. Well, I need to stay here another 4 hours and look busy when there really ain't nothing to do. I never did. You know, I never was good at that. But you know, the whole thing with fortune builders, you're energetic because you're living your life differently. Fortune builders have a money conscience versus a poverty conscience. Fortune builders are always looking for ways to increase their bottom line, a money conscious. Fortune builders have a value for knowledge. I remember one time a person came past my house and they saw my library, you know, and they asked me, you read all them books? I said, yeah, some of them I go back through, you know, and I read it again. And they asked me the following question. You mean you read all of them books you got in here? Your head don't hurt? I just looked, you know, and I'm like, my God. See, but again, it goes back to one of the things that Mark Yarnell talks about. The average person in America reads less than one book a year. So we got a lot of people walking around in this country that are really I hate to say this, that are misfits. They don't read. Reading is fundamental. Knowledge, not only from reading, but studying things. Knowledge is very, very important to a fortune builder. A fortune builder wants to know knowledge and apply that knowledge. And you probably already gathered this one. Fortune builders work hard. When you're working for yourself, you work harder than you work for their job. If you want to be successful, man. If you're lazy, you're going to be out of business quick. Those people that I know that have survived running their business, they work hard. I mean, one of my mentors, the guy used to be up and out in the field at 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, every morning, even after being at a party and up to 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. He's had tremendous fortune builders have tremendous work ethic. They work hard. Next, fortune builders are creative. Creative. Finding ways to make something more beautiful and beneficial than when they inherited. Taking nothing and making something out of it. Fortune builders are very, very creative people. Fortune builders also understand that they need other people's support. So fortune builders give up a piece of the action. Which leads to the next thing. Fortune builders build a team. Do they know they need other people involved in what they're doing? They know it's not a solo act. So, you know, you're building a business, you got to figure out who you can share things with and give up a piece of the action. And how to build a team that's going to work with you. This is not a solo thing. You cannot do this thing solo. Business is not a solo thing. You can go to your job, work your job, quote, unquote, mind your business. Don't be bothered with nobody. Be grumpy, mean, angry, go. Sit in your little cubicle to do whatever you do. And they like, you know, some places of business, I won't say all, some places, they like that. They don't want the employees to bond because they all figured out how maybe they get screwed. Then they're going to want a union or some other stuff. I mean, so they like people that come in and be disgruntled, don't want to get along with nobody, keep to themselves, do their job, and go on about their business. But if you're a fortune builder and you're building a business, you got to get a piece of action, you got to build a team if you're going to be successful. Fortune builders invest in prime real estate. You know, hey, fortune builders invest in prime real estate. Means they got property. Very, very important. Next one. Fortune builders avoid paying high taxes. You've heard me talk about this before. It's one of the things in terms of being a home-based business owner. It allows you to take advantage of some of the tax laws that will reduce your taxes drastically. And it's very, very important that you understand that and take advantage of that. So fortune builders, they don't pay high taxes like most people do. Fortune builders keep good records. You write it down, see? Records are needed for all tax matters. And, you know, if you ever get audited by the IRS, you'll know why records are important. You ever want to get any money from the bank? Banks want to see your records before they give you the time of day. Banks want to see the profit and loss records. Well, you'll get nothing but a wish of good luck. See, so record keeping is important. What you builders keep good records. Fortune builders give extreme value to their time. Remember one time a person called me and said, "Hey, man, you know, I'm be such and such, man, you know, and I need to catch up with you at 2 o'clock. I said, "Well, I'm not going to be available." The person said, "Well, I thought you worked for yourself." "Yes, I do." "Well, why are you not going to be available at 2 o'clock? Because I have an appointment already scheduled with a client." "Well, can't you rearrange that?" "No. No. No. My time is valuable." "You know, call me like a week or two in advance and let me know you're coming, and then I'll put you on my schedule." See, fortune builders' time is valuable. You know, I don't do things randomly. I have a schedule. Like this show, every morning, 9 o'clock. It's a schedule. Somebody called me the other day, said, "I called you at 9:15. I said, "You know, I told you I'm on the air at 9 o'clock. "Oh, that's right, you do that radio thing. And other people there, because they don't, you know, they don't do what you, they call it a thing. You do that radio thing. Next, fortune builders own their business. You got to own your business. Fortune builders have more than one thing going on at the same time. Multiple streams of income. Multiple streams of income. Very, very important. Fortune builders save some of their money and live below their means. See, this is another key thing that I learned very early in life. Remember one time I was talking to Dr. Harry Bard, who was the president of Community College of Baltimore at the time. Dr. Bard was, you know, a wealthy man. He drove this old car. And, you know, at the time I was young, you know, it was like 1973. And, you know, I asked Dr. Bard, I said, "You know, Dr. Bard, so, you know, you man," because at that time, you know, I thought the Cadillac, I thought, you know, "Hey, young man, you know, my age, 1970, I thought Cadillac, I thought that was the car." "Like, Dr. Bard, you drive this old car here back and forth, you know, what kind of money you got? I ain't trying to get in your business. Why don't you have a Cadillac?" He said, "Young man, you know, I was president of student government." And, you know, he took me in his office because he wanted to also, again, he was mentoring me, but I didn't know what was called that at the time. He says, "Look, young man, let me tell you some things about life and about money." He says, "See that car you see me drive?" He said, that car, that's my car that gets me where I need to go. That's my get-around car. It gets me back and forth here to the college. It drives fine. Yes, it's old. It's paid for." He said, "And it serves its purpose. I don't need to go buy a fancy car to show off to other people." He said, "You live below your means." He says, "You know, and save your money." Then I never forget, he took and he held his arm out and he showed me his watch. And was, you know, back then he used to have a watch called Timex. You know, he said, "See this $9 Timex watch? It ticks. It keeps time. Now, I don't need one of them $3,000, $4,000 watches. Who that for?" That's stuff of people trying to show off stuff to people. See, this watch right here keeps very good time. See, so they save, fortune builders save their money and live below their means. Okay, we may wrap up here. This last one is very important. Fortune builders have good credit, borrow heavily, and use other people's money, OPM. They don't use their own money for what they want to do. They hold on to their money and use other people's money. And so what we've been going over today is common characteristics of fortune builders. I hope you got something out of what we shared today. And, hey, you know, it's the weekend is coming, and I hope you have a blessed weekend and have a, you know, great weekend. And I really appreciate those that tune into this show each morning here on the We Work From Home Morning Show. And make sure you go to our website here on Blog Talk Radio and leave a comment. You know, share something with us about what you get out of listening to this show. And hey, have a great day. This has been Bob Jahi here on the We Work From Home Morning Show, and I'm going to close out with a favorite song of mine called It's My Time. And have a great day. Okay, trying to bring up my song here. Some difficulties here. Okay, all right, I have no technical difficulties here, so as opposed to holding you here on the air, I'm going to move on and just say, hey, have a great day. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and have a great weekend. God bless you.